Good morning, Friday, April 26th. We've got a parlay for you. Just one out of seven MLB plays, three NBA plays, and two NHL plays. There's but one parlay. So that is the play for this podcast, as it's being a has been a podcast parlay show for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months, something like that. Well, let's just find out. What's our record here? All right, so I know we're about 20 more wins than losses. 19 more wins than losses. 92 wins, 73 losses. We're up 24.92 units. Obviously, what that means is that we've had a combination of wins that are more than one unit or losses that are less than one unit, wins that are plus money, or losses that are plus money, so you're not paying any juice. Because in order to be up almost 25 units and up only 19 wins, you have to be winning more than one unit per play on average. And that's exactly what the case is. We're losing some half units, winning some that are 1.5, 2 type things, et cetera, et cetera. But if you've been listening, so that's 165. So yeah, it's almost 6 months. It's 5.5 months. So, you know what? If you can be up 25 units in half a year, pacing 50 units for a year, you are doing fantastic. But that doesn't change the fact that we lost last night. So let's see if we can change that and have a win today. Here it is. The Indiana Pacers facing at home, facing the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll take that home team Pacers to win the game, and we'll take the game to go over 212.5 points. We're paying minus 120 for that. That was at DraftKings, but obviously these things are dynamic. Check around to all the major books to see what price is available for you. The best price you can get is the best place to play it. I think the score on this is anywhere between, well, let's call it, you know, on the very, very low side, I could see this as 210. But that is extremely unlikely. The majority of these the end results of this game are going to be 223 to 232. 223 to 232. And in my wildest bad dreams, my wildest nightmares would be that 210 range. It is possible. Anything's possible. It could be under 200 for all we know. But I do think 212 is very manageable. I would look at the median price on this to be 228, actually. Slightly different than average, but 228 is what I would look to this total to be. And all we need is 212.5. Now, we do need Indiana to win. They're moving up. They're a 6.5-point favorite. You can get some sixes out there. And that by itself is a decent play. If you're not a parlay fan and you just like to tune in now and again, you don't like to play the parlays, then yeah, you could take Indiana minus the points and you could take the game to go over. I do believe this is a slightly better play. I will tell you, I'm not playing that at the score projections page at Patreon. There's no standalone total play and there's no standalone win for Indiana. I have two other plays on two other games that are totals, one total and one side, but nothing on this game. The only bet I have in this game is what I'm giving you right here. Indiana to win, the game to go over 212.5 for minus 120 price. Total play is one unit, though. It's a nice play. So do with that information as you will. Fade, follow, applaud, ridicule, whatever you want to do, but the numbers speak for themselves. We're up 25 points in less than 25 units in less than 6 months, and that's hard to beat. Good luck.